This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Myanmar's new military authorities appear to have cut most access to the internet as they face a rising tide of protest over their coup that toppled the leader Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government. A London-based service that tracks internet disruption says a near-total internet shutdown was in effect in Myanmar. That blackout is a stark reminder of the progress Myanmar is in danger of losing after Monday's coup plunged the nation back into under direct military rule after nearly decade-long move toward greater openness and democracy. And one of the largest protests so far, about 1,000 people marched down a main street that the country's biggest city and were met by more than 100 riot police. The Biden administration is ending agreements with three Central American nations that were part of an effort to restrict asylum under U.S. President Donald Trump. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the new administration has notified the governments of El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras that the U.S. is formally withdrawing from the bilateral agreements. Those agreements required some people seeking asylum at the southwestern U.S. border to go into one of the other countries and pursue asylum claims there instead. The Biden administration says it wants to work with countries in the region to address the issues that cause people to flee their countries in the first place. With coronavirus cases still climbing, Honduras got tired of waiting to get vaccines through a United Nations program, so the small Central American country struck out on its own, securing the shots through a private deal. Well, there are other nations like Honduras that are getting impatient. Experts are increasingly concerned that these go-it-alone efforts could undermine a UN-backed program to get COVID shots to the neediest people worldwide. This is VOA News. Sinovac BioNTech says on Saturday that its units of COVID-19 vaccine has been formally approved for use by the general public by China's medical products regulator. It marks the second COVID-19 vaccine greenlit for public use in China after a shot developed by a Beijing Institute affiliated to state-owned China National Pharmaceutical Group was approved in December. Indonesia, Turkey, Brazil, Chile, Colombia, Uruguay, and Laos have all granted emergency authorization for the CoronaVac vaccine developed by Sinovac Life Sciences, the company said in a news release. More than 1,000 people continued their protests against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Saturday, gathering near his official residence in Jerusalem to demand his resignation. At the demonstration, some carried giant inflatable submarines alluding to a $2 billion purchase of German submarines in which critics alleged Netanyahu was implicated. Others held a large green inflatable virus and signs reading Crime Minister. The protesters have been demonstrating each week for more than 7 months, saying that Netanyahu should step down because of his corruption trial and what they say is his mismanagement of the country's coronavirus pandemic. The Kansas City Chiefs arrived in Tampa, Florida Saturday ahead of Super Bowl 55 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The contest will pit six-time champion Tom Brady of the Buccaneers against the Chiefs' Patrick Mahomes, who is considered one of the best quarterbacks of this generation. National Football League has limited attendance to 22,000 fans inside Raymond James Stadium. Now, this includes 7,500 vaccinated healthcare workers who have been invited as a show of appreciation for their work during the coronavirus pandemic. And recapping one of our top stories, Myanmar's new military authorities appear to have cut most access to the internet as they face a rising tide of protests over their coup that toppled Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government. A London-based service that tracks internet disruption says a near-total internet shutdown had been in effect in Myanmar, and it was a stark reminder of the progress that Myanmar has been in danger of losing after Monday's coup plunged the nation back under direct military rule. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.